The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD, or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Chof Dalet. The Gemara Naman Aleph talks about the tefillah of Magen Ovis, one of the more interesting and somewhat esoteric tefillahs that are part of the Seder tefillah that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah established for us, is the tefillah of Me'ein Shevel. Leil Shabbos, of course there's no Chazor Sashatz by Ma'ariv, but Leil Shabbos, Chazal instituted the tefillah of Magen Ovis. Those that follow the Menoghi HaGron Eretz Yisrael are knowing that only the Chazan says it, because that's really the tzura of what it is. It's really only a Chazor Sashatz. The reason the Gemara tells us that Chazal instituted the Tefillah of Magen Ovis, Me'ein Sheva, so Kitzur Nimritz of the seven brachas of Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, is because, whereas a regular Ma'ariv they davened early, before it got dark, Leil Shabbos they davened when it got dark, they would daven quickly, in order not to be left in a Mokum Sakona. After it got dark, they couldn't hold Neiris Leil Shabbos, so they would daven, instead of davening the regular Seder Shmoneh Esrei, the shatz would be moitzi everybody in this tefillah Me'ein Sheva, and that would be the Shmoneh Esrei of Shabbos. It's also brought down the Gemara in order that nobody should be left after Shmoneh Esrei, they would say Magen Ovis, in order that nobody should be left behind when they left. In any case, the Gemara says that even though normally only an Amoritz can be Yoitzah, and the Gemara says a Klolo, the Gemara tells us in Brachas and somebody was Yoitzah Shmoneh Esrei, Chazor Sashatz, the way it was, if somebody was illiterate and somebody didn't know to say that tefillin, they davened only by heart, and they were Yoitzah with Chazor Sashatz, but Me'ein Sheva, they were all Yoitzah. What's interesting is that the tefillah of Me'ein Sheva, the Pais can bring down, it's Negei Halacha L'maisi, even though we aren't Yoitzah with the Shatz, Chazor Sashatz, even Amiratzim, but in Aruchayim Reish Samnches, somebody davened by accident, he was not careful, and he davened the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, so he gets to the end of Shmoneh Esrei, and then the Tzibur starts Vayichul, all of a sudden he realizes, hey, he was spacing out, and he davened the Vochadik Shmoneh Esrei, he davened the weekday Shmoneh Esrei, shows us what the quality of our davening is, that Leil Shabbos we don't feel to daven the Shabbos davening, and he didn't daven the, wasn't Yoitzah to Shmoneh Esrei. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Reish Samaches that the Goinim were matir, even though we are only matir in the times of the Gemara at least, only an Amoritz who can't daven could be Yoitzah with the Chazan over here, anybody who can be Yoitzah. This is the opinion of the Goinim, and the Paiskim want to know why is it different than any other Shmoneh Esrei. The Torah brings down from a Natronoi Goin, even if he didn't daven at all, not just say daven Shmoneh Esrei, and he davened the wrong Shmoneh Esrei, he didn't daven at all. So the Goyin says that Me'ein Sheva is a different type of tefillah, because they were misakin it, like we said, because of sakon. Over here, the parameters and the halachic guidelines of Shmoneh Esrei and how to be yoitzah and what to be yoitzah of Me'ein Sheva are different than a regular tefillah. They somewhat suspended the regular rules of Shmoneh Esrei and who could be yoitzah with the chazan, who has to daven by himself in the Leil Shabbos. Shmoneh Esrei, that is the Takon Miuchedes of Me'ein Sheva, which is really the Gemara by us on Chof Dalet Amin Aleph discusses. It's really Me'inyan Le'inyan, discusses whether the Shmoneh Esrei has to mention the what's called in the Sugi by us on Chof Dalet Amin Aleph Me'ein Hamu'ura. For instance, Chanukah, every year Chanukah has an Erev Shabbos. The Chanukah is Mechayiv in Shmoneh Esrei mentioning Al Anisim. Musaf, which is a tefillah of Shabbos, it's not a tefillah that has anything to do with the fact that it's Chanukah. It's not the Chanukah that makes it. It's not like Yom Tov, where the Yom Tov is Mechayim Musaf. Over here, the Shabbos is Mechayim Musaf. The fact that it's Chanukah is L'chor of no relevance to the Chiyuv, to Daven Musaf. So it was a tzad in the Gemara not to say Al Anisim by Musaf. The tefillah of Musaf has nothing to do with the fact that it's Chanukah. Shachris, because I'm talking that the day of Chanukah has an Erechiv Tzal Anisim HaShmoneh Esrei, but Musaf has nothing to do with that day. It has to do with the fact that it's Shabbos. So Mele, one time the Gemara that we don't mention Me'ein HaMa'ura, the Gemara gives a different dogma of Yom Kippur. The Gemara brings a Raya, actually, that Yom Kippur by Ne'ilah, where Ne'ilah is a special tefillah that's only Mikoyach Yom Kippur, one would not mention Mikadesh HaShabbos, when one Davins, one would not make any mention in the brocha of the Shemoneh Esrei, one would not make mention of Shabbos, because the chiyuv to daven ne'ilah has nothing to do with the Shabbos. So the Gemara brings a raya from the fact that on Yom Kippur we are maskir shel Shabbos, as a raya that even when the tefillah is not the goyrim for that event, the main hamura, still we say the Alav Yovel, we mention Shabbos, and every Shemoneh Esrei Yom Kippur we also mention on in the tefillah of ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. The Gemara asks a kasha, and this is really what we started with, what about the tefillah of Me'ein Sheva? Me'ein Sheva, let's say Leil Shabbos falls on a Yom Tiv, we do not mention Yom Tiv in the tefillah of Me'ein Sheva. We say Mekadosh HaShabbos. Why? Because it was only Metukan on Shabbos, not a Yom Tiv. But, L'chayri, even though the Shabbos is what makes the Din Vayichulu with the Din, the reason is because Yom Tiv they were able to carry Neiris, so it was not a Shas Sakona, but if the Yom Tif is not the cause, I'm sorry, even though Yom Tif is not the cause of the tefillah of the Me'ein Sheva, of the tefillah of Magen Avos, still it should be mentioned. The same way Shabbos is mentioned in Ne'ilah. The same way Chanukah is mentioned, Alanisim is mentioned in Musaf of Shabbos Chanukah. So again, the Teretz is the Gemara says, because Me'ein Sheva, the regular rules of Shemoneh Esrei are suspended. It's not a regular Shemoneh Esrei. It's Kilu Chazal suspended the regular dinim of Tefillah, and they made a separate Takonis HaTefillah Leil Shabbos called Tefillah's Me'ein Sheva. The middle of that Tefillah Me'ein Sheva has nothing to do with the regular Seder. That Tefillah does not have a mention of any other event that's taking place on that day, be it Shabbos, be it Yom Tif, it's the first night of Sukkot, or if it's Yom Kippur either. Now, getting back to what we mentioned before about the halacha mechudeshes, that because Me'ein Sheva is a different tefillah, one can be yotze, even though we're not yotze with the shatz and under any circumstances in any tefillah. If the person forgets to say Yalav Yovev Shemoneh Esrei has to daven over, he cannot be yotze with the chazin. But if somebody forgets to mention Shabbos, or if somebody didn't daven at all, he can be the eved, be yotze with Chazor Sashatz of Leil Shabbos, which is the Me'ein Sheva. Does not have the regular rules of Tefillah. Says the Bir Aloch at the end of Reish Samaches, but if it's Leil Shabbos, which fell out, Yom Tiv that fell out Leil Shabbos, one cannot be Yotze, let's say the first night Sukkot, one cannot be Yotze the Yom Tiv Shemoneh Esrei with Me'ein Sheva, because there is no mention of Yom Tiv. The Nusach that Chazal established for Me'ein Sheva does not include Yom Tov. We don't say Mekadesh HaShabbos, Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael V'Azmanim. So therefore one cannot be Yotze the Din of Shemoneh Esrei, he'll have to daven Shemoneh Esrei over again, and mention Shabbos and Yom Tov in that Shemoneh Esrei. What's Yesh Mokum Lodun is, what about Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we don't daven Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei. Shabbos Chol HaMoed, we daven Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei. But we say Yalav Yovei. Is the fact that there is no mention of the Yalav Yovei in the Me'ein Sheva enough to prevent the Me'ein Sheva from being a kim of Shemoneh Esrei? Leil Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Sukkot, or Chol HaMoed Pesach, one daven the wrong Shemoneh Esrei. One forgot Yalav Yovei, now he has to daven again. Can he be Yotze with the Shatz? Can he not be Yotze with the Shatz? The Kaf HaChayim, the classic Svardi Poisik, says that one cannot be Yotze. Why? Because Yalav Yovei, he says, is an integral. Whenever Shabbos falls out together with Yom Tov, or the whole week of Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, the Yalav Yovei is an integral part of the Shemoneh Esrei. Without Yalav Yovei, the Shemoneh Esrei is not a Shemoneh Esrei. So he says one can't have a kiyum of the Tevila, Leil Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, just by saying Me'ein Sheva, because if the Me'ein Sheva doesn't include mention of Yom Tov in place of the Yalav Yovei, it's as if he didn't daven. It's just not the davening of that night. We say Me'ein Sheva, we say that. We say Me'ein Sheva, we say as a tefillah miyuchedes for Shabbos. But one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah, the chiyuv chazal, of davening Ma'ariv Leil Shabbos, shecholi as b'yom tiv, or shecholi as Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because one doesn't, without Yalav Yovei, one didn't daven. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says. The Marsham in the Sefer Das Torah argues on the Kaf HaChaim. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says. Interesting, the Kaf HaChaim points out something which is not like Yalav Yovei, and he says, in the winter, the halacha that the poskim say that one can be yotze Shemoneh Esrei with the tefillah of Me'ein Sheva, if one daven the wrong Shemoneh Esrei, one daven weekday Shemoneh Esrei. Okay? Leil Shabbos, in the middle of January, the middle of Tevis, one davens One hears from the Chazan according to the Psak of the Poskim. One hears Me'en Sheva. One is Yoytzi Shmoy Nesri. Okay, what happened to Masha Baruch? There's no mention over there of Mashav Ruach. If one forgets Mashav Ruach in a regular Shmoneh Esrei, one goes back. That's the problem. If somebody doesn't daven from a Siddur the 30 days after Shmoneh Esrei, it's very easy to forget Mashav Ruach. If one does not say Mashav Ruach, he has to start Shmoneh Esrei again. Why is he Yoytzi with Me'en Sheva if there is no mention of Mashav Ruach? So the Kavach Chaim says, in contradistinction to Yalav Yovoi, which is an integral part of the Shmoneh Esrei, he says Mashav Ruach is an extra Hoisofa. Chazal instituted that one has to mention, has to be Maskir, Mashav Ruach Amorei Dageshem, but it's not the Tzura of Shmoneh Esrei itself, and therefore, even if one did not say Mashav Ruach in the Me'en Sheva, one is Yoytzi Shmoneh Esrei. This is the chilik of the Kafah Chaim, that Yalav Yovi is an integral part of Shmoneh Esrei, and therefore the Tefillah Me'en Sheva that does not have Yalav Yovi or any askara of the Yom Tiv cannot be considered a kiyum in one's chiyuv Tefillah Leil Shabbos that's found on Yom Tiv, whereas the fact that there is no Mashav Ruach will not render the Me'en Sheva not the kiyum of the Shmoneh Esrei of Leil Shabbos. One can be Yoytze Me'en Sheva even during the winter, as is Mavur and Stimus HaPaiskim. This chilik of the Kafah Chaim stands in opposition. It's mamish opposite from a famous svara that Reb Chaim Brisker says, which is really negay our Indian. It's a nice hashlama to what we're discussing. Tosis and Brachos Dav Chavovam Beis, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda, argues, famous machlokes Rishonim with Rabbeinu Yoyne over there, and Dav Chavov, B'Shem the Chachmim Provencia, the Chachomim of southern France, the area which is close to Spain, which is called Provencia. The Chachmim Provencia argued on the Balei Tosfos of B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda, what would be the halacha if a person forgot Yalav Yovoi on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? Shabbos Rosh Chodesh of Mincha, one forgot Yalav Yovoi. We know that normally there's a halacha if one does not daven. One could be mashed from the next tefillah. One davens tefillahs Tashlum, the Gemara Bracha says. It's also tzvalochas, when and when not. But he davens the next tefillah, he davens twice. Okay. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, a person forgot Yalav Yovoi. What does he do with Tzai Shabbos? Can he, if the reason why he has to daven again, not because he didn't daven, he davened Shmoneh Esrei. The problem is that he forgot Yalav Yovoi. Can he make up that by davening? That night he's not going to say Yalav Yovoi. Tefillas Tashlum, you always daven, let's say, a person didn't daven Mincha, Boinis, so he davens twice Ma'ariv. Over here, Mincha, he davened. The problem is that he's missing the Yalav Yovoi. He can't say Yalav Yovoi Mitzvah Shabbos because it's already based. It's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. You can't say Yalav Yovoi not on Rosh Chodesh. Is there any point in davening again? So this is Machlekes Rishonim, and the Achronim explain. Now, what is the Machlekes Rishonim? The Machlekes is, how do we look at Yalav Yovoi? The omission of Yalav Yovoi in Shmoneh Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, we understand that as a complete not having davened. The tefillah, which is with Yalav Yovoi, the tefillah, which is without Yalav Yovoi, is a different tefillah. In which case, if he didn't say Yalav Yovoi, he didn't daven. If he didn't daven, so then that night, it's the same thing as he overslept. He was not feeling well, Shabbos Mincha he missed. So then he could daven, so Shabbos. He'll daven two tefillahs. Or the pshat is, no, of course he davened. The fact that he skipped Yalav Yovoi is that he has to daven again in order to say Yalav Yovoi. In order to have that score of Yalav Yovoi, Chazal Mechayev him to daven as a Shmoneh Esrei. You can't say Yalav Yovoi out of the context of a benching or a Shmoneh Esrei. So you have to daven again, but it's not the pshat that he wasn't Yoytze Tvilo. He was Yoytze Tvilo, he's missing Yalav Yovoi, he has to daven again. So in Memelo, Mitzoy Shabbos, there's no purpose to davening again, because without the Yalav Yovoi, there's no purpose. He didn't miss Tvila, he only missed Yalav Yovoi. Says Reb Chaim Brisker, that machloikis, Rishonim, is only by Yalav Yovoi. Why? He says Yalav Yovoi is not part of Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei is Kitzura, so without Yalav Yovoi. Yalav Yovoi is a separate din. He says that machloikis, Rishonim, is only whether Yalav Yovoi means that he didn't daven at all. But what about if a person skips Mashav Ruach? What happens, Lamashal? He gives the example Friday afternoon, not Mashav Ruach, because we could always daven the next Shmoneh Esrei Mashav Ruach. But what happens Friday afternoon? A person did not save the same Talmud Motor, Levrocha, by the Brocha of Geshomim, by the Brocha of Baruch Aleinu. A person did not save the same Talmud Motor Friday afternoon by Mincha. Leil Shabbos, l'chayr, if he missed Friday afternoon mincha, he damns Leil Shabbos, he damns again. Tefillah is tashlumim. If he missed Erev Shabbos, he davens Leil Shabbos to Shmoneh Esrei. Good. What happens if a person davened Shmoneh Esrei, but he missed V'sei and Talmud Mata? So again, over here also he davened Shmoneh Esrei, he's just missing the Askara of V'sei and Talmud Mata L'Vracha. So Rav Chaim, everybody would agree over there that he could daven again. Why? Because over there, that's not cool that he just missed the Askara of V'sei and Talmud Mata. That's cool he didn't daven. If you're missing V'sei and Talmud Mata, it's cool you didn't daven. So Mela, if you didn't daven Mitzvah Leil Shabbos, you could daven again. That's Tefillas Tashlumim. So this is mamish, the polar opposite of what the Kav HaChaim just told us. The Kav HaChaim said that Mashav Ruach Legabi Me'in Sheva does not render the Me'in Sheva not a Kiyum of Shmoneh Esrei, because Mashav Ruach is just an additional din. You don't have to mention that. You could be Yoitza, Tvila, with Me'in Sheva, even though there's no Mashav Ruach, because even without Mashav Ruach, Shmoneh Esrei is a Shmoneh Esrei. But Yalav Yovoi, if you have to have Yalav Yovoi, the Me'in Sheva is not Shmoneh Esrei. Shmoneh Esrei without Yalav Yovoi is not Shmoneh Esrei, says the Kav HaChaim. Rav Chaim Brisker is saying punk faket. Rav Chaim Brisker is telling us that the Machloek's Rishonim, Legabi, davening the next Shmoneh Esrei, where is it cool that it's not a Tefillah at all? There's only discussion on those terms by Yalav Yovoi. But by the same Talmud, by Mashav V'Ruach, it's not Shmoneh Esrei. Interesting that you have two G'dolei Achronim saying Svoros, Hafuch Ezem Ezem. Interesting, the context of the different halachas, and of course these halachas are quite relevant. They come up more often than we'd like them to come up. So it's just an interesting discussion of different ideas. To finish off, it would be interesting to mention the Magen Avraham in Erechaim Simu Kuf Ches, that when there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and a person forgot Yalav Yovi the first night, L'mashal, let's say Rosh Chodesh falls on Monday and Tuesday. Monday afternoon, one forgot Yalav Yovi, one did not have a chance to daven again. Monday night, which is really Tuesday, the second day of Rosh Chodesh, one can definitely say Yalav Yovi because it's Rosh Chodesh also. It's not like Mitzvah Shabbos where it's already based the Chodesh in the above mentioned case. There he could definitely say Yalav Yovi, so merely it makes Tefillas Hashlumim. There's no Machlokes Rishonim over there. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Frektiv Kiveiger from the Sefer Binyan Ariel over there in Erechaim Kuf Ches, that how could you daven two Tefillas with Yalav Yovi? Every 2 day Rosh Chodesh is based on the concept of Sveka Diyevi. We're not clear if the Beis Din would have been Mekadosh the Chodesh on Monday or Tuesday. To daven Monday night two Shmoneh Esreis with the Yalav Yovi, one for Tuesday, it's Monday night, and one for the Tefillah, the missed Tefillah Monday afternoon, is a stir minei obey. How could both of them be Tefillahs that have Yalav Yovi? Either Monday is really Rosh Chodesh or Tuesday is really Rosh Chodesh. That's the kasher of Kiveg on the Magen Avraham. The teretz is quite simple. Kiveg is just pointing it out. The teretz is quite obvious that once Chazal established that we always have, based on our fixed calendar, 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's not really a Sveika D'Yoyim. It's patterned on the idea of Sveika D'Yoyim, but really both days have a Kiyum, have a Kedusha, have a Chalois, have the Chiyuvim of Tfilas Rosh Chodesh, and therefore one can daven Rosh Chodesh for both of them, even though they daven together. Still, in Ebed, it does not make a difference. It's just a Hashlama to this discussion.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.